Today we're going to discuss the minhag that the chassan breaks a glass under his chuppah. The Gemara in Brachos in the Aflam of Beis, the very, very beginning of the fifth parak, writes that when Meir Berei de Ravina made a wedding for his son, he saw that the Rabbanim were kabad chituva. They were joking around too much. They were too joyous. So Icy Kasa de Mukri, he bought an expensive glass, a cup. Bas arba meyazuze, 400 zuz, v'tavar kamayu, and he broke the glass in their presence. V'atzivu, they became sad. Says the Gemara of Ashi, Avet hilula lebrei. Rav Ashi made a wedding for his son. Because in the Rabbanon dehava kabad chituva, he saw the Rabbanon were too happy. I see, kasa dezugisa chiyurta. He brought a white glass, the way Rashi explains, cup. The tavar kamayon, he broke it in their presence. Atzivu, and he became sad. And says Tosos, top of Daf Lamed Aleph, from an Aleph, Mikan Nagu l'shaber zechuchis v'nisu, and the minhag developed over here to break a glass at a wedding. And seemingly, what Tosos is saying is that to combat the frivolous nature or the extra joyous nature of a wedding, of a simcha, of a party, we break the glass. And the Rokeach, in his Sefer, in Hilchos Eirusin, Siman Shin and Nun Gimel explains, based on the Gemara, Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu and rejoice b'ra ado while trembling. And the Gemara says, b'makom gila, the place of joy, sham tehe ra'ado, we need to counter, to combat, to even out, to temper the joy with a sense of awe and trepidation, and therefore we break the glass. It is an extremely happy time. It's interesting. How did breaking the glass cause the Rabbanim to be sad? The glass wasn't theirs. They didn't suffer or incur a loss from the breaking of the cup. So how did it help? So Rabbi Yashiv Zecher Tzadik LeBracha, in his Sefer Ha'aros and Brachos, he asks this question. He says, "Afal pish lo haisa shalehem akos v'lo hayalehem, wasn't theirs. The loss wasn't theirs. Mikomakom, nevertheless, they were sad. Why? Because when you see something jarring, when you see that it was so serious to Meir Berei de Ravina, that it got to the point that he had to break a glass, he was willing to incur a loss, it showed them, whoa, this is serious. So it's not that I lost the money, it's that I recognize the severity. The Marsha points out, very interestingly, that it's a kli chashuv. He says, Iker yitzirasov asiyasov me'afar, v'shvirasov zehu misasa. We know that a kli zechuchis, when you break it, that's it, there's no takana. When you break it, the kli is not here anymore. It's not functional. So too, man is made me'afar, and at some point we might break. So let's do tshuva, because ultimately that's our end. It's the breaking of a glass, which a remez to man's future, which can be almost like a tactic, a scare tactic, to help a person do tshuva. So that's how it helps. Now it's interesting. Why isn't it Baal Tashchis? We can't just break a kli for no purpose. So the Maariv Tzchias and that Gemara says there is a purpose. The Rambam already writes that there's a reason. If the reason is to help people be sad, to temper, to combat, to counter that excessive sense of joy, so there is a purpose, and therefore it's not Baal Tashchis, but points out Rabbi Yashiv that today we don't have issues of excessive joy, frivolous. I mean, maybe some weddings do, but most of our weddings, the chassan and kala, the rabbanim are there, are behaving themselves. So maybe that's not a purpose. Maybe it would be Baal Tashchis. So points out Rabbi Yashiv, there's another reason, and this is reason number two for breaking the glass at a wedding. The Shulchan Aruch, both in Or HaChaim, Simon Tov Kuf Samach, and in Evan Ezer, Simon Samachay, says the reason why we break a glass is Zecher L'Churban. Lizkor Es Yerushalayim. Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim. It's not just to infuse a sense of seriousness. It's not just to combat the excessive simcha at a wedding. Our simcha is incomplete. Kol's not as long as we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is b'churbana. So we want to do something like we do many halachas. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Samach. There are many things that we do every day, every Shabbos, all the time to remember Yerushalayim. And this is one of those things that we do to remember Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's not Bal Tashchis. It's not just to combat the simcha, zecher le churban. That is reason number two. If that's true, and this is the different rabbanim who are mesader kiddushin had different minhagim, it's really based on a Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, zecher tzadik levracha. He writes in the tshuva, in Yabi Omer Chelek Dalad, Eben Ezer, Simon Pes, that now it's become a joke. We've all seen this at just about every wedding we go to. They finish singing in Meshkachich. The chassan steps down, breaks the glass. Mazel tov, there's a tremendous joy. Ever the chassan's friends jump up to get ready to dance. The happiest part, the climax of the simcha, the chassana, is when they break the glass. Simon tov, mazel tov. Says Rav Avadi, if the whole purpose is zeicha l'churban, it's almost like we're celebrating the churban. He says, what are we doing? He says, it's a problem today. He says, Napach Bavanosina Rabim Lamin Hatardeo Shal Gavura Shachasim Dorg Bukach Alakos. It's like his strength. It's how hard can he step down? And then everyone is full of joy and they're singing Simitov. Hepich Kavanos Takana. Says a Ravadi, it's the opposite of the purpose of the Kavanah. He says, "Mutav ha'ilavato aminag lagamri." It'd be better to mivato the minog than to do what we're doing now. But he says, "I don't want to do that. I can't be mivato the minog. Eino nachan be'inai. It's principles are b'harei kodesh." So says Ravadi, the best thing to do is he should break the glass, and then the chassan should say, "Meshkachech Yerushalayim." The Meshkachech Yerushalayim after, and you see some in Mesadri Kiddushin do this, they have the chassan break the glass in the middle of a Meshkachech, so it doesn't create the firestorm of singing, of mazel tov at the breaking of the glass. Often when that happens, it becomes a little awkward because they finish Meshkachech and people are waiting for them to break the glass. And but says Rav Avadia, that's why you see some Rabbanim where Mesadri Kiddushin do that, but that's where that's based from. So that's the second reason. It's not just the temper of the simcha. It's not just the temper of the simcha. It's zecher l'churban. When should you do it? How to do it? There's a third reason which I saw recently, which is unbelievable. I saw this in the Sefer Mimini Michal, Rav Michal, father from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. He says as follows. The very last pasuk in the Torah, which you would think would be the climax. This is what we're taking with us. And that Moshe Rabbeinu, Ulechol Yadach Hazaka, Ulechol Amor Agado, Asher Asa Moshe Leinei Kol Yisrael. Unbelievable. Chazak Chazak from this Chazak, the end of the Torah. What are these praises referring to? Ulechol Yadach Hazaka, says Rashi, Shekibel Asa Torah Beluchos Biyado. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kab of the Torah. Moshe Emes, this Arasa Emes. Ulechol Amor Agado. What's that referring to? Says Rashi Nisim, the Gvuro Shebemidbar Agadol Vanora. All the miracles that Moshe did in the Midbar, leading up to Kriyas Yamsuf and beyond. Unbelievable. The praises of Moshe keep on building up. Le'ene Kol Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do in the eyes of Kol Yisrael? Says Rashi, Shineso Libo Lishbor Aluchos Le'ene'em. The Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchos. And points out Rashi, we know this from the Gemara in Shabbos, V'iskima dasa Kadosh Baruch Hu l'dayta. Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking. He agreed to Moshe, Asher Shibarta, Yasher Kolchacha Shibarta. The last words in Rashi on all of Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kal v'chomer. If one Yid is Avodah Zarah, he can't participate in Korban Pesach. So Kal v'chomer. If all the Yidden are doing, or most of the Yidden are doing Avodah Zarah, the whole Torah, not just one mitzvah, the whole Torah is not shayach to them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yasher Kulchacha, the Minog, the Makar, to say Yasher Kach, Yasher Kulchacha, Asher Shibarta, that you broke the Luchos. And Asra Futter, that's the greatest praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. I understand that it was a good thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. Moshe, you had a good svara, you had a glata cup. But this is how we end the entire Torah. This is the great praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest praise, more than Kibel HaTorah, more than Nisim the Gvuro Shebamidbar. How does that make sense? And says Rafat the following insight. Moshe Rabbeinu's tafkid in life, his purpose was to be the Nosein HaTorah. Moshe went up. He had a back and forth with the Malachim. He was victorious, and he was going to be the one to bring the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Tanahod Chal HaShemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu beat out the Malachim with that argument. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he saw the ego, if he breaks the Luchos, he shatters his legacy along with the Luchos. His whole tafkid in life is down, is gone. Moshe Rabbeinu, by breaking the Luchos, was effectively erasing his place in history. He could have put it away, let them do tshuva, not give it to them. Sometimes a parent doesn't want to give a gift to a child because they misbehave, so hold on to it and wait until they get better. Have a conversation with them. By Moshe Rabbeinu, his Kal Vachomer, his sense of MS was the Luchos need to be broken, and he was willing to throw it all away for that. That is the greatest praise of a leader. It's not about them. It's about the people. It's about MS. And if MS runs against my sense of being, my purpose in life, it doesn't matter. MS is MS. And says Rav Futter, that perhaps is why we break the glass at a chasana. The chasen and kal, you're going to build your own house, the Bayis Nema B'Yisrael. MS to each other, MS to the mission, MS to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is the Iker. Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to break the Luchos, so to remind the chasen and kala of that mission, of that purpose, of that tafkid, they break the glass to remind themselves that we are going to be full of MS to each other, to our mission, no matter what. And that is a third reason to break the glass at a chasana. A beautiful, beautiful insight. Really, an incredible lesson for all chasen and kala. There's also what to talk about, how to break it. It seems in some Rishonim they would throw it against the wall. They stopped that. It would cause nizikin. The wine would get all over the chasen and kala, ruin their clothing. Also a fascinating tidbit. Perhaps next minhag we'll discuss the singing of Meshkechech Yerushalayim, which is done in some communities and others don't. Hopefully next time we go to a chasana, we'll see the breaking of the glass. We'll remind ourselves, B'makom gila sham tehei ra'ada. We'll remind ourselves not to lose ourselves in the simcha. We'll remind ourselves that when the glass breaks, so too at some point in time, not to be morbid, but we're going to break. Therefore, we should do tshuva, a zechel a churban, and to stay true to our mission. All the very best.